What it is, what it do, y'all? This your girl Chris, and this is your girl Chris, and welcome to Chris Uvi's Podcast and Talks. Brought to you by your girl Chris. I think this is episode 80, if I'm not mistaken. Reversing and check it again. You can follow me on my social media. You can follow me, Chris Uvi Productions, on Instagram, Patreon, and YouTube. You can follow me on Twitter, Chris17. You follow me on Chris Uvi page on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitch and Kick. Twitch is Chris872 and Twitch is Chris8723. Make sure you follow me on there, and I stream every day. And let me see, I post videos out on YouTube. I have all things Wednesdays come out on Wednesdays. Chris Music Tuesdays that come out Tuesdays, and just random videos that just come out. If you like this episode, thank you for watching. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an episode of 2024. Thank you for listening. This is a new year. How can I say this? New year. And we're going to do some things for Chris Uvi's Podcast. And hopefully it will come out to the way it comes out. 2024, this has been an update. I know I haven't did no podcast episodes in a while. I've been busy with a whole bunch of stuff that y'all don't understand. I stream every day in the mornings at 9:45 in the mornings. Let's see, I do clips, I do videos, I do music. And yes, I have music out, by the way. It's on all music platforms. I have, a new song out called Holiday Cemetery. If you want to go check that out, it's very nice and lovable and everything else. Like I said, this is a new year, and I'm affiliated by Dubby. Go to Dubby.gg, Dubby.gg, and use my promo code ChristinaSmith87. You'll get 10% off a whole bunch of stuff. I like hats and products, shirts and all that. How can I say this? Last year was not my year. I had a big problem. Like I said, I got divorced. Worked at Whataburger. Didn't work out as planned. Let me see what else. I had a person impersonated somebody else that stole my information and took my Facebook account away and my first Chris Uvi page. And then after that, I had a and family issues, my mom starting a whole bunch of nonsense, and it's nonsense. This time, it's not going to happen. This time, I'm going to rise up. I refuse to fall in this trap, any more traps that are traps around. I deserve a whole lot better, and if people don't like how I am, they could just go on and roll. I'm just sick of it. Like I said, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of crying. I'm tired of hurting. I'm tired of being used, manipulated, cheated out. I'm tired of being disgruntled. I'm tired of being betrayed. I'm just tired of it, especially from family. There's no need for family to be acting like that, but there's nothing you could do about it. I just want to do me and just be left alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could just sit here and just, I don't know. But there are some good things in store for Chris Uvi's Productions. I cannot reveal it, because if I reveal it, it's not going to happen. We're just going to let it flow and stuff like that. And there are some good projects that I'm trying to put together to make sure everything comes right. Let's just see everything comes right. I'm not going to say anything. I may be bringing back certain series that I started up. And, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, last year was kind of off and on year for me. It was kind of rough, and I didn't, you have no idea. It was off and on. I may sound a little bit upset right now. I am. I'm tired, and I'm upset. So, it's just, and I'm a little bit angry and agitated. So, yeah, I'm just tired of it. Like, I'm just tired of being hurt. You have no idea. Like, I'm so tired of it. But then again, it's my fault. I'm not going to blame them. It's me, too, because I allowed it to happen. So I blame myself too. So it's nobody's fault. It's not their fault. It's both of it's their fault and it's my fault. But the thing is, I just got to do better for myself and look out to see who's real and who isn't. Like, I'm sitting here just flowing and doing this podcast, and that's the only thing you can't do. Sit here, do the podcast, and chill. Yeah, but there was a series. It's called Guess What Guitar or Guess What Part. What is it? Guess what? The song is series. That series, we got random music video series. We got a whole bunch of stuff coming up. I just don't know when it's gonna happen. There's something big, big, major that I'm trying to do with Chris Ubi Productions, and I'm just seeing if it's gonna work out or not. If it's not, I'm gonna figure out something else. But yeah, like I said, you can listen to the podcast. It's very fun. It's very natural and stuff like that. I miss doing these podcast episodes. I just, you know, I've been so behind on Chris Ubi's podcast. I don't know what to do. Like I said, I went through the divorce. Like I said, I'm newly divorced and starting my life over again. And, you know, things have been smoothly great. You know, it's here and there with the hiccups and the pain and the drama with the family and people that I supposedly trust, they go back and betray me, or they do something stupid and they try to hide it. When I find out, they want to play victim. So I'm done with that past. That's the past. The past of the past need to stay where it's at. So I am good with myself. I'm going to enjoy my life. Like I said, I'm single. I don't want to date right now. If I want to date, I will be able to date, but not right now. I think the dating scene is all jacked up. It's just a whole lot that's just nonsense, you know? Like, yeah. Like I said, if you want to check this podcast out, I know there's a lot of episodes that has to do with my ex-wife and me talking about my ex-girlfriend and stuff like that. That's past episodes. Like, we're going to start off new and fresh and make it better and stuff like that. I'm just tired. You have no idea what I'm going through right now. It's pain, depression, happiness. It's all over. But I'll find a way to get over it. God will get me through it. So I've been doing well talking to God and see what he's been wanting me to do and got it. So like I said, I don't know what else to say. I really don't. I just feel like, you know, I've been behind on my podcast and I've been focusing on Chris Ubi's podcast and talks and Chris Music Mondays and Taco Tuesdays and Songster/Vibe Wednesdays with Chris and Retro Video Games with Chris and Just Chatted with Chris Fridays and Retro Video Games with Chris Thursdays. And it's just, I stream every day and I'm sorry if I've been neglecting y'all on the podcast. I feel so horrible. Like I said, I had a whole bunch of episodes lined up and they just disappeared. They just disappeared. I was supposed to do some of my favorite wrestlers. I was supposed to do wrestling and music and food and travel and all that. I'll promise you, it's going to be something. It's just going to take me some time. Like, doing all that and doing all this in one time, it's just, you have no idea. It's a lot of work. And a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people thinking, oh, well, she just sit on her ass and not do anything. But I sit here and complain, too, and don't get nothing done. So, you know, sometimes you got to move in silence and don't say anything. Because if you say a lot of shit, people with ears like to hear, or people that like to be up in your business, oh, so you're going to do that? Well, I heard this and this and that. No, you heard it because you heard it through the walls. You know, I'm tired of it. Like, it's bad enough that I'm going through shit right now and nobody's not helping me. But I'm getting through it. I'll be fine. It's just in disbelief. You know, betrayal sucks. It really does. But like I said, I'm not good with betrayal. A lot of people don't understand that. I am not good with betrayal. When I get betrayed, I shut down and I just want to stay to myself. And then I cry and I wonder why. Like, what the fuck did I do this time? Like, why the fuck are you keeping secrets from me? Why the fuck are you treating me like this? Or like, why the fuck am I going through all this? And I'm supposed to be family or friend or lover or, you know. Like I said, that isn't enough that I went through it when I was married? It's enough as it is. Why you want to do it when I'm not married? But then again, I'm going to tell y'all something about all this. Out of all this, it shows people's true colors of who they are and what you see in them. But the thing is that it reveals who they are on the inside. Like, they're not happy with themselves. You know, I'm going to be real with you. You know, there's certain days that I'm up and joyful and happy. There's some days I'm okay and I'm cool. There's some days that I'm down and out. That's bipolar. I have bipolar disorder. Yes, I have it. But you got to understand, too, is that I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I'm going to tell you straight up if something's wrong or I don't like it. I just think, you know, people need to be real with each other and say, you know what, I'm not going to do her like that. I'm not going to do Chris like that. I know I'm making it all about me, but I shouldn't be doing that. But I don't like the way how people get betrayed. They're saying, you know what, I'm not going to do that person like that. I'm going to sit down and talk to them. I'm going to sit down and be real with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be real with them. And they don't like it. They just got to swallow it, you know? Not, oh, let's not tell that person. Oh, they won't know what they won't know what hurt them, or, you know, a lot of bullshit nonsense. And then you get mad when you find out, and then they think you're crazy or you're acting out because you find out what they did. Like I said, you get caught, they get caught in the web of the wee-wee-weave. But then when they get caught in the web of the wee-wee-weave, you got to understand, too, when they do that, they get caught. I don't want to hear it. I don't break it up no more. I didn't do anything wrong. Or I didn't do it. Stop accusing me of something I didn't do. But you're the culprit. You know, I'm going to be real. I just got betrayed. I just got betrayed like a couple of days ago. Like, I got betrayed. Like, my, supposedly, I can't even say he's my half-brother. Whoever this person is, I'm not even going to say he's family. That's my mom's son. There, I would say it like that. That's my mom's other son. Now, the thing is, he went back and told my mom that, get this, that he loves me, but he doesn't approve my sexuality. But yet, when I was talking to him, when we were talking, he tells me, I approve of it, and why do you worry about what other people say and think about you? You live your life and this and this and that. But he tells my mom something different. So I'm sitting here like I got slapped in the face because I told you everything. I knew he was telling her everything I was telling her. And I knew for a fact that was going on. But the thing is now is that he told me that he accepted me for who I am. But then he turns around and tells everybody else he doesn't like it. He loves me. He will always care about me as a sister. But this is my mom's other son. But the thing is that he don't like me dating women. No, I think that's bullshit. Because why would you tell me you approve of me and then you go around and tell other people you don't approve of it? So what the hell is that shit? I already know my mom doesn't approve of it. I don't give two shits anymore. I don't care. This is my life. I'm going to live the way how I want to live. And if they don't like it, they can get to stepping. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not going to change for nobody. You're not going to make me change. Just because I'm living in your house and you try to get me away from the world so you can keep me isolated, secluded, it's not going to happen like that. Not no more. I'm going to tell you that now. And you know what? By the grace of God, I'm going to be all right. So I'm not really too much worried about it. You know, I love myself more worth it enough to not to go through the shit ever again with anybody. So, you know, they got an issue. That's a them problem. It's not my problem no more. So if you got a problem with me and my sexuality, you need to come tell me. Don't tell the whole United States. You got an issue with me? You need to tell me. Because you know why? If you tell me, I'm going to tell you what's up. And you know I'm going to tell you what's up. I'm going to get mad, but I'm going to tell you what's up. I don't give two shits what you think about me. Talk about I need to hurry up and get busy and make a family, be with a man. What kind of person says that? No, fuck you. I'll do what I want to do. If you don't like it, hit the bricks, motherfucker. I said in my podcast, I showed it, and I'm cussing a lot because I'm angry with it. Like I said, it's bad enough I have to go through all this shit. It's bad enough I have to go through it. But you got to understand, too, I'm learning, too, not to feed into this shit. I'm going to keep moving forward. Fuck these people. I'm going to keep doing what I'm going to do. And I love myself and I respect myself to not to never, ever go through this shit again. And I'm going to stand up for myself. I don't care if you call me crazy, psycho, stupid, I'm, and all this other bullshit. I'd rather be that than be like you. There, I said it. And I said, and I shut this conversation down with that. I'd rather be like that than be like you. And you're not going to sit here and hurt me anymore. And I guarantee you that. You better reap what you sow. You better have God, better have mercy on yourself, what you're doing to me. I'm not going to get even with y'all. You know, the old Chris would have got even and said, you know what? I'm going to hurt these motherfuckers, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. That's the old Chris. This Chris right here is just going to walk away and say, okay, I forgive you. Bye. Go do you. I ain't got time for you. Go do what you got to go do, but you're not going to hurt me ever again. You know what I'm saying? And then you know what? I'm going to drop this conversation because I'm going to end this podcast right here. Don't let nobody tell you what you dress, how you dress, what you look like, what your sexuality, your personality, the way how you are, the way you dress, the way you look, the way you feel, the way you are. Don't let nobody tell you how you are. Be yourself, love yourself, expect, love yourself, be yourself, know your worth, and stand up for yourself, and don't let nobody else tell you you can't, cannot do it. That's all you, my guy. Keep moving forward, and love yourself and do you. And I'm a guarantee, I promise you, when you step up for yourself, and I'm telling everybody who is very, very not good with themselves right now, get your self-esteem up and fuck everybody and do what you got to do to make yourself happy. That's all I'm going to say. All right, thank you for listening to this podcast. And hopefully there'll be some new podcast episodes coming up soon. If you can't hear me on this, I'm sorry. It's just the mic and stuff like that. But make sure y'all listen to the podcast. New episodes come out every Sunday. And y'all take care of yourselves. Y'all take it easy. Make sure you follow me on my social media. I live stream every day. I live stream on Twitch, Kick, YouTube, and Twitter. And Chris Ubi page on Facebook. And I see y'all in the next episode. Holla at your girl. Represent. Peace, my guy. Peace. Stay yourself. Love you guys. And be careful and have a great, great, great day. All right, bye.